Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Tom Moore, Bucks County Courier-Times, as we talk 76ers. They will begin Summer League play on Friday against the Boston Celtics, but a lot to talk about past Summer League. And let's start out with LeBron James not coming here. He decides to go to the L.A. Lakers. Do you think the Sixers were ever really in position here? I know they had a meeting yesterday, but do you think that was anything more than lip service? Was this almost a fait accompli he was going to go to L.A.?
Matt, it pretty much sounds like that everything was done. It was just kind of a courtesy. I know there were reports that maybe the Sixers were in the hunt and it was a real deal and everything, and maybe the Sixers, were led to believe that or thought that that was the case. But it sounds like right after the Sixers meeting was when the message went out that he was signing with the Lakers for 4 years, $154 million. So I mean, I don't doubt that he was interested and so on, but it just seemed like, I thought he was going to stay in Cleveland, but Cleveland or L.A., it's just the last month. You just got the sense it wasn't going to happen here.
So now a lot of attention turns to the potential of trading for Kawhi Leonard. How realistic do you think that is now?
Well, I mean, they could still trade for Kawhi. That's the thing. But you're right. If he's supposedly wanting to go to L.A. and now LeBron's there, and your chances of re-signing him after this season when his contract is up are low, and they're asking for two players and three first-round picks, to me, that's a no-brainer. I know you'd like to believe you could get him here and you could convince him to re-sign and all that stuff, and I know, Brett Brown has raised the bar, talking about the whole star hunting and how that's what they need to take the next step, and I do agree, but I just don't know if it'd be prudent to do that, knowing that he's going to be here for 1 year probably, and that's it, and give up, two starters or two primary players on your team and multiple first-round picks.
76ers and J.J. Redick have reportedly agreed to a one-year deal. Sounds like between $12 and $13 million. This a good thing, and how does this affect what they do going forward?
Yeah, Matt, it seems to me it's going to be kind of a reboot of last year when they signed Redick for 1 year and $23 million. This will be 13 or whatever it is. They need to get a backup big man, and they really need to improve their bench and their scoring. They acquired Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova after the trade deadline when those guys were bought out by the Hawks and got them on minimum deals, and they really bolstered the bench, and that made a big difference down the stretch and in the first round of the playoffs. So they really need to add maybe a scorer off the bench, a Wayne Ellington guy, a Jamal Crawford, somebody like that, off the bench who can help that second unit and give them some scoring and so on, and a bit of a banger, maybe a more physical backup center than Amir Johnson was, so there's at least a presence in the lane when Joel Embiid goes off the court.
What are you anticipating from Markelle Fultz? Because I think he's a giant wild card in this whole thing.
Yeah, I think there's really no way to know, Matt. I mean, I saw how he looked a year ago in the summer, and he shot the ball well, was very aggressive. He's terrific at getting the ball to the basket, and then came back for training camp in September, and just his shot was different, and he didn't want to take his outside shot, and it really affected his entire season. We really didn't see what he can do. So if you can't get a star, you got to develop what you have, which means Ben Simmons needs to, be able to knock down that 15-footer, and Joel Embiid has to get in better shape so he can be more of a factor down the stretch in big games, including in the playoffs. And Markelle Fultz has to start showing why he was the number one pick. He has to get his confidence back, his jumper back, really be somebody that they can play not just as Ben Simmons' backup, but alongside Ben Simmons. But to do that, he has to be able to make an 18 or 20-foot jump shot and take it and then make it at least with some degree of consistency.
And let's wrap up with a question about the Summer League, the Las Vegas Summer League, which begins on Friday. Not nearly the attention this year that there has been in years past for the Sixers. But who are some young players you're interested to see how they develop and perform out in Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, I think the obvious one is Zaire Smith, the 16th pick in the draft. They got in the trade for Bridges and you know, a future unprotected 2021 pick. He was a power forward in his 1 year at, even though he was only 6'4", he played power forward on offense in his 1 year at Texas Tech. Now he's playing shooting guard at the NBA level. So, you know, that's quite an adjustment. He just turned 19. He's very young, but he's super athletic. He seems like he's worked on his shot a lot. His jumper looked really good at the workout today. And also Demetrius Jackson, who's kind of been a two-way player last year for them, played some with the Sixers, a lot with in the G League. You know, this is his third year, kind of a floor general, a leader, has some confidence. See if he can take that next step and become, you know, a regular NBA player, whether it's here or somewhere else.
Tom Moore, Bucks County Courier-Times, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk 76ers. And Tom, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
Sure, they can go to Twitter, at Tom Moore Philly.
Tom, thanks so much for the time and insight.
Thank you, Matt. Anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.